You do it. I do it. We waste food. We put the bag of spinach in the back of the fridge and forget about it. Now, multiply that wasted bag of spinach by thousands, and that's what was happening at Seattle Pacific University. Nearly 100,000 pounds of food were going uneaten every year. Now one student has decided to do something about it. KUOW's Kate Walters reports.
Maya Swinehart worked in the kitchen at Seattle Pacific University when she was a freshman. Every day, she saw perfectly good food being thrown out.
Vegetables, pies, chicken, meat, we were just having to shovel it into the trash cans. And it was upsetting to me, the combination of knowing that downtown, right down the street from SPU, there's so many people on the street begging for food, begging for money, begging for shelter, and we have all this food right here going into the trash.
Swinehart wanted to do something about all that wasted food. Her strategy? Give the excess to Seattle's homeless. But it's not that easy. She spent the next 2.5 years setting up a safe and reliable food recovery program.
So this isn't like dumpster diving. This isn't taking the food that's already been touched by the students. This is the food that has remained in the warmers or in the coolers. It, for some reason, was overproduced. It cannot be served again, so it would otherwise have to go into the trash.
The program is certified by a national organization. There are protocols for how to store and deliver the food. Everything gets labeled, weighed, and recorded before it goes out the door.
Beans and rice. 9 pounds. Chicken curry.
Today, Swinehart and her team are doing a recovery for the Food in Motion program, a program that provides about 500,000 meals to the homeless each year. Four of them work together, and they work quickly.
All right, guys, thank you for helping today. We took about 18 minutes to recover the food, and we recovered 140 pounds today.
Joe Huppert is with Food in Motion. He's picking up and transporting the food. He says the SPU program is making a big difference to the people they serve, mainly because it provides good quality meals.
You know, it's always a morale thing. The better food they get, the more morale they have, the better hope they can have to get through the day, which is always a good thing to see.
The program is making an impact. Since starting in January, they've saved nearly 2,000 pounds of food. But homeless advocates say the need in our community is immense, and it will take many more programs like this to meet that need. SPU is the first private school in the state to have a food recovery program, but they're not the only ones doing this. They're a chapter of a national non-profit called the Food Recovery Network. The University of Washington and Western Washington University are also chapters of that non-profit. For KUOW, I'm Kate Walters.
Now, you may not be able to set up a certified food recovery program like the one at Seattle Pacific University, but if you're thinking about how to cut back on the food you waste at your home, SPU student Maya Swinehart has suggestions.
Plan ahead as far as, you know, food consumption goes. So when you're going to the grocery store, think about what meals you're going to be making ahead of time. So you're not just buying a bunch of food that ends up sitting in the back of the fridge and being thrown out. Thinking, you know, oh, well, if I don't use this up by this day, maybe there's a local food pantry that can take the food.